Hi, this is Circe Olson. I'm the director of the Museum of the American Military Family, and this is our podcast, Together We Serve. My guest today is Brian Martinez, who is a content creator for a new YouTube channel. I was a guest on his show a couple of times, and I thought it would be nice to reciprocate. Welcome, Brian.
Hello, Circe. Thank you for having me.
Brian, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners? I know you were born in a small town. Are you a New Mexican born and raised?
Yes, I was born in a northern New Mexico town of Las Vegas. So I was born and raised here.
I was introduced to you by another mutual New Mexican friend, Ernest Garcia, who has been a guest on both your channel and done different speaking engagements for the museum for, years. And then when you started your project, he emailed me the link. How he introduced your channel to me was that you were someone trying to make a difference in your community by bringing small organizations and resources together, but also highlighting them on your channel. I like that because there seems to be so much negativity in the world. It's so nice to hear positive stories.
Yes, there is. This is a project I've been planning for a long time with a friend, but to long story short is that there is so much negative stuff on television that I got so tired of it in the news that they would very rarely show anything positive. So most of the time I don't even watch television anymore. I barely watch movie apps and stuff like that. So because of all the negativity, I just went to YouTube and I've been an avid YouTube watcher, like everyone else, since it first started. So that's where it started with me, because I just got tired of all the negative stuff.
But your topics also are serious. They take into consideration that not everyone is in a good space and might need some resources or some serious help, or inspiration on how to make their corner of the world a little better, and you want to provide them with that. I know you have some great hopes and visions for your channel, so why don't you tell your listener what your channel's all about?
Well, my channel highlights several things, like the good change people are doing in our communities here in New Mexico. It's all about New Mexico right now. So I want to put a light on the positivity in any manner I can, because there are a bunch of people out there really trying to make a change out there, and they're not really being shown for what they're doing. So I wanted to do the same thing, but I want to broadcast and show people that are doing it. So I put my hand out to anyone out in New Mexico that's doing something and they want to show that they're doing some making change in our state. I'm more than willing to have them on in my channel so we could talk about it and everything like that. I focus on a handful of different issues. Like, I gather information for say, like, someone needs help personally, something like that. There's government programs out there that'll give funds and everything like that. So I'm gathering information to give that on my channel, so people, if they need help financially or any other reason that they're struggling, I will get that information out, and all they would have to do is get the information and see if they qualify for whatever outlines they have for people wanting to get those funds. But I have a handful of it of stuff I want to touch on, but it's just on the work in progress. So as I get things little by little, since I just started, I'll start rolling them out as soon as I can.
So what made you want to do something like this? It seems like it's a lot of hard work, some stress. Well, actually, I know it is. I don't think it is. I know that podcasting and trying to be a resource is hard work. Why did you do it?
Well, Cersei, I ended up becoming disabled from a accident I had on a job a while back. At the same time, before I even became disabled, me and a friend of mine were already in the talks and in the works of doing what I'm doing right now. But sadly enough, he passed away. I ended up becoming homeless due to COVID. Me, my son, and his mother ended up almost a year and a half in a homeless shelter dealing with programs. And a lot of these programs that I reached out to try to help us, which I never asked for help in my life from anyone, I reached out there and I saw how flawed they were. So I was like, man, not only I, but a lot of people that were in my same situation, we all sat and talked about all these programs supposed to help us. So I'm not here to down on the programs. I'm just saying that I figured I could try to get a bunch of information together. And if I couldn't go through some programs, that I could try to create something to myself to try to make it easier for people in that situation, because I never got the help that I needed. Well, in a manner of speaking, I did help myself, but There's just so much fly in the system that I just figured, well, I want to help people try to see through that fog as much as I can.
Wow. So I'm curious about this. Why did you pick the name you think you're popular for your channel?
Well, for a long time, I've had a Facebook page called You Think You're Popular, and it was an entertainment page, and I used to write like poems and stuff like that. I was just someplace for me to vent out on and share with my friends on Facebook. So I was like, no, man, I've had this channel for such a long time on this page, I mean, sorry, that I said I might as well just link both of them together. Besides, I just started posting my videos on my You Think You're Popular page on Facebook. So I want to intertwine, so I'll have my social media on Facebook for my channel, and then I'll have my video media on YouTube. So I just wanted to link them together since I've already had it for basically, I've had that page for almost over 15 years now.
Wow, so it's like you were branding, you were expanding your brand.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
So I know you said that you and your friend were trying to, had been kicking this idea around to start a podcast. Did you know how to start a po how to podcast before you started the channel?
No, not really. I had seen a lot of podcasts, and I was like, well, I would like to do that. I'm not normally one of those people that want to go out and talk on the mic stuff. I've done public speaking and stuff like that, debate and stuff in school. But I knew I would have to deal with the public, which I've done before in other avenues. But I had to learn all on my own. I went and started watching videos, every video I could get my hands on YouTube that I could find, staying up late at night, studying and figuring out just how to do it. I did have a small background in audio and visual because of my church I used to go to that I used to deal with that. And I've always was in music, so I've dealt with a lot of audio because of that also. So that's what that helped a lot. But when it comes to the podcasting, I just had to learn on the spur, and I just put myself and started diving into it just so I could learn whatever I could at the time, even
Well,
now.
I'll tell you, this YouTube, I have learned so many things on YouTube myself. I learned how to make covers for all of our publications for our books. So YouTube is a great way for you to learn any skill. Of course,
Yes, ma'am.
you have to be careful. But I just noticed, I just was on your channel not too long ago, and you're steadily picking up subscribers. I was looking at your stats, and I think they doubled in the last 2 weeks. So I wanted to congratulate you.
Thank you.
And I saw the very nice thank you message you gave to your viewers. I think that was a couple days ago. And I thought that was a really nice touch, just to thank your viewers for following you and things like that. Do you get much feedback from the people who have subscribed to your channel?
Well, first, I'd like to talk about telling my followers thank you, my subs, because without them, I don't have a channel. Neither, no one in YouTube has a channel. If it's
Right.
not for the people, we wouldn't even be there. No one would be there. So I thank people for taking the time out of their day to spend whatever time they're willing to watch my videos, because they could be doing other things than watching my video, like anyone else's channels. So that's what I wanted to be like, because I'm grateful for every single subscriber, one at a time, 10 at a time, whatever it may come. It's starting slow, but I want to give a lot out to them, because without them, I don't have anything. So when it comes to the feedback, I've had a bit of it. I'm looking forward to hearing more from people as they subscribe. So I'm open to anything. So I'm looking forward to it. But like I said, as I grow, I expect to get a little more. And if people want to ask me anything, or if they have any ideas, I'm more than willing and open to discussing.
Well, you mentioned, resources, for people who might be going through homelessness or, things like that. But what other topics are you going to focus on in the future? I know you started with doing a bunch of podcasts on veterans. Is your focus going to be mainly veterans?
Well, veterans are a very important topic for me on my channel. And for one, my dad is a veteran, and many of his friends are also. I grew up around veterans all my life and heard many of their stories, both good and bad. But I would like to do a segment on veterans once a month, and maybe a blowout in November during Veterans Day if possible, if I'm able to pull that off somehow. But I have a long list of topics I want to cover, but I'm just going to take it one day at a time. I want to always bring quality and value to anything I do on my channel. But like I said, I'm still in the works of doing that. So it's as I grow and progress, I'll bring it up. But there's a lot of things I want to talk about. But like I said, I'm just starting really small right now. But veterans was the biggest thing I could really focus on because that hits close to home because my dad's one himself. So that's why I started there.
One of the things that one has to think about when one's going through social media or blog sites nowadays is the information accurate? So as a content creator, how are you going to make sure that the information that you're giving out is good?
Well, for one, I most of the time when I talk about topics, it's usually from a first person source on what I've dealt with in my life, two, from people that I have spoken to personally, people that are dealing with this. So I'm taking from their stories and taking for them, like, because Ernest, like, I've got him on my videos and everything was all first person with him. It's that what he dealt with in his life and the books that he writ have written with as an author, wanting to share that in written form and now on video. So that's where I bring it from. And if it comes down to where I'm getting sources and stuff like that, I fact check everything. I go down to the original source if I have to any subject, just to make sure I'm not putting anything negative or is it what isn't true. Besides, YouTube has their own fact checking stuff through their algorithm. So if I miss something, they'll catch it.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. They'll right away say they'll discredit me right away and take something off my video. They do that to all their creators.
Wow. Huh. I just learned something. See, you're already an informational a podcast channel.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I know you have kids. What do they think of dad being a content creator on YouTube? Is it cool or do they even care?
Well, I do have a son, and my son Caleb, and he really gets a kick out of it. And he wants to build a channel himself because there's a lot of little kids that have it, in which we have already started uploading a channel for him. And we have about three little short videos for him. Yeah, right now he has 10 subs. It's called Caleb's Fun Zone. But we'll be doing a little more videos hopefully soon and maybe do like two videos a month with him, like with toys and whatever, like all the little kids having play and stuff like that. So he really got a kick out of it because I want to do it so he shows him how to express himself and present himself publicly in anything that he does.
Well, that's very cool. So we know your channel is on YouTube. Where else do your podcast? Is it another place where people can view it? It's obviously on your Facebook page. But is it anywhere else? And is it always video or is it also audio?
Well, right now, all I have is my YouTube channel, of course, and you could do it on YouTube at You Think You're Popular. I also have my Facebook, and that's going to be typed and written and video. And then there's also Rumble, which is another platform, which I really like. I've found out about that about maybe 2, 3 months ago. And just recently, this past week, I started uploading videos. Actually, I've uploaded mine and your videos up there on that channel.
So it's called Rumble. So if
Rumble's a
people,
platform, and then it's just my same name. You think you're popular on that platform?
okay, well, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
It's absolutely true. If you do something on the internet, it's there forever and it goes all
Yep.
sorts of directions. All right, I'm going to ask you a two-part question. What is the best thing about hosting your podcast, and what is the hardest part about doing it?
Okay, I'm gonna answer this really slowly, really, but make it short and sweet. But honestly, I only have one answer to both questions. The best thing is the challenge to do things that I never thought of doing before in my life. But thanks to social media, it has given people like myself and you to connect with other people in many ways that we never could before through the internet. I enjoy doing this right here, like with you, but I'm still getting used to being on camera, being and doing interviews, doing research, writing scripts, and meeting people like you and more. I thank God for this opportunity, and I pray that I can positively help people along the way through informative information and pray. I want to help him with information and financial resources later on down the line. I pray that I'm able to be blessed to bless others in that same manner.
So the good thing is that you've been able to push yourself and to try new things and to use your voice to help others. And so the hardest part, is that also the hardest part? Because there's like
response. The biggest thing is being in front of the camera like you. Like, I had to get the courage of being in front of the camera, because it's like right now I'm just a talking head. I'm going to be going into the field with another camera, talking to people at different places. But to get the courage to look at a camera and be able to present the information and feel confident enough to that, that's probably the next second obstacle without getting really deep into the background of it. That's the biggest thing that I had to work on myself, because I wasn't very comfortable. I was looking at a little camera, whether it's on my laptop or a camcorder, to try to present myself. That it took a little getting used to.
Well,
I'm still working on it.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, I'm still working on it too. I don't like public speaking. I might come across as being very comfortable, but people don't see that I am sweating and hyperventilating and ready to faint at any time. That's why podcasting is so nice, because I can sit down and so if I faint, who knows? It'll just go quiet.
The best thing about it is, especially when it's broadcasting just audio like this compared to video, really when you're conversating, me and you, I'm looking at you, and we're looking at a camera, but people are listening to us audially. Really what it is, the best way to think of it when you're on camera is just talk like if you're sitting down in the kitchen having a cup of coffee with a friend. Don't worry about who's looking at you, don't worry about anything. Just have real simple conversations. Don't get nervous, but I still do. Like I said, I'm working on it, so I'm taking my own advice. Well, that's the best way to think of it. I try to be that way. And it's just a work in progress for me, like both of us are saying, for yourself also.
Yeah. Well, there have been times, and just like in this podcast, I just forgot to say my whole last name. It was just kind of, they're going to think I got divorced. I just forgot my last name. And, you know, every once in a while we have some really bad bloopers and we have to start all over again.
Yeah.
So in the few minutes we have left, is there anything you'd like our listeners to know that I have not asked?
No, I think for now, you pretty much covered all the bases between you and I and everything, just as a groundbreaker for what we're doing. So, and I appreciate you giving me the time and the chance to come onto your podcast and express myself and to introduce me to your people. So I really thank you for having me on your platform. I truly appreciate it. Thank you, Cersei.
Well, I'm intrigued with a grassroots. You know, our museum is grassroots. We just started it. We had an idea and then we started it. And, you know, 12 years yesterday, wow. We're still plugging along. Yeah, we're still plugging along here. So I wanted to remind our listeners that this podcast has been brought to you by the Museum of the American Military Family and Learning Center. The podcasts are supported in part by New Mexico Arts, the New Mexico Humanities Council, Sandia Area Credit Union, and organizations like Military Brats Seal and Military Brats Registry. And I wanted to take a page from Brian's book and to thank our listeners for tuning in today. And to remind myself that without listeners, we would not be a channel either. And so thank you, Brian, for another lesson in grace and gratitude. And once again, I've been speaking with Brian Martinez. He's the host of You Think You're Popular, and he's from Grants, New Mexico. I encourage you to check out his YouTube channel, his Facebook page, and to stay tuned for some further collaborations between the museum and You Think You're Popular. Thanks, Brian.
And bear with me, Cersei, but I want to just tell you once again, thank you for having me on. Mm-hmm. I know this is your channel and podcast, but I just like to say, like I always do in mine, it's all about you. And thank you, people, for listening. And thank you once again, Cersei.
Thank you.